ॐ भद्रं कर्णिभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागुं सस्तनूभिः यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नः सार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
प्रश्नोपनिषत् belongs to the Atharvana Veda. Today we are going to see the summary of this Upanishad. It is a Brahmana Upanishad. Brahmana means a commentary upon Samhita Upanishad. Brahmana Upanishad means a Upanishad is a commentary Upanishad. Commentary upon what? Commentary upon a Samhitopanishad or Mantropanishad. What is that Samhita Mantropanishad? Samhitopanishad or Mantropanishad is Mundakopanishad. Mundakopanishad is the Mantra Bhaga or Samhita Bhaga. For that, Prashnopanishad is a commentary. It is not in the form of mantra, but it is in the form of paragraph. Mundakopanishad is in the form of mantra. That's why it is called Samhitopanishad. Mundakopanishad is mantra bhagam, and that Prashnopanishad is the commentary. Almost whatever we saw in the Mundakopanishad, the same thing comes here also in the Prashnopanishad. Just as Ishavasyopanishad is Mantropanishad, Brihadaranyakam is Brahmanopanishad, like that. So this Upanishad begins with a samvada in the form of dialogue between Pippalada Rishi, the Guru, and six other Rishis as disciples. Six Rishis approach Pippalada Rishi. They want to know about this creation, about God, about Atma. So they have a lot of questions. Each Rishi is going to ask one question. When they approach Pippalada, Pippalada says, first you, all of you do Brahmacharya Vratam 1 year. It is serve under me. And before going to start that service, they do a Prarthana Shanti Patha. Let us study well, let us have Jnana Yogyata. Bhadram Karane Vishrunyama Devaha. This Shanti Patha for Adharvana Veda, Mandukya, Mundaka, Prashna, all Shanti Pathas are same. You know the meaning, therefore I am not going to explain word-to-word meaning. The benefit is only for Jnana Yogyata Praptyartham. Eligibility at physical level, mental level and intellectual level. Jnana Yogyata means qualification. Let us get eligibility or qualification at all these levels. Without qualifications, one cannot receive the teaching. Then second point is, let all devatas also should help us. Devatanugraha praptyartham. Let all the devatas make our spiritual pursuit successful. So they seek devatas, Vayu, Agni, all other devatas, blessings. This is the purpose of Shanti Patha. So whenever we start study anything, we have to start with prayer, prarthana. It is a type of prarthana. In this Upanishad, there are totally 67 mantras. Each rishi comes with one question, comes under one chapter. One rishi comes and asks a question, it comes under one chapter. Six questions come under six chapters, six rishis. One guru, six disciples. In some Upanishads, one guru, one disciple. In some Upanishads, there are many gurus, one student. There are some Upanishads, one guru, many students. Like that happens. Not one to one, but one to six here. Six students are going to come. The first chapter has got 16 mantras. Second chapter has got 13 mantras. Third chapter has got 12 mantras. Fourth chapter has got 11 mantras. Fifth chapter has got 7 mantras. Sixth chapter has got 8 mantras. Totally 67 mantras. It is not too big Upanishad or not too small Upanishad. It is medium. No. It is not too big like Brihadaranyakam. It is not too small like Keno Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, but it is medium. The first four chapters are considered to be Atma Anatma Viveka chapters, where the discrimination is done between Atma and Anatma, real and unreal. Anatma representing Sharira Trayam, Sula, Sukshma, Karana, Sharira. So Atma is different from these three bodies, and it's going to show that. Adhyaropa, the Srishti is introduced. Here the six chapters, I'm giving that what is the topic. First chapter, but is not explicitly said what are all the points. It's a very, very terse mantras also some places. It is not explicitly said, it is implied. So how to derive that what is given there in that. First chapter, Sula Prapancha Pradhana Adhyayam. Sula Prapancha means gross body, gross universe. Sula Srishti Pradhanam. Second chapter is Sukshma. Second and third, both chapters talk about Prana Sreshthatvam. Second chapter, that is Prana comes under Sukshma Prapancha, Samashti Prana. So Sukshma Prapancha Pradhana Adhyayahana. Second and third chapters. Third chapter talks about the Prana Utpatti. Prana Utpatti is given. The fourth chapter deals with Karana Prapancha and Atma Pradhana Adhyayaha. Karana Prapancha or causal world, causal universe. Atma and Atma Pradhana both are there. They are all indirectly mentioned there. Then fifth chapter is a Omkara Upasana prescribed as a means of Krama Mukti. Then sixth chapter is Brahma Pratipadana Adhyayaha. Brahma Pratipadana Adhyayaha. So one rishi is going to come. Now let us see the first chapter. Dialogue between, it is consisting of 16 mantras. Dialogue between Pippalada and the student Katyayana. Katyayana is the student. Katyayana after doing 1 year service. So 1 year Guru Munju Patrine Ukarano. So we are not supposed to ask anything. No teaching also. 1 year serving. Following brahmacharya means what? Guru Sushrusha and Anushthanam. Following all disciplines. So Guru says directly, you follow brahmacharyam and come and follow all disciplines and earth. இந்த மாதிரி சொன்னா இப்போ இந்த காலத்துல யாரும் வரமாட்டா கிளாஸுக்கு. சோ சொல்லும் போதே பண்றது இல்ல, இங்க பண்ணதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் கிளாஸுக்கு வரான், யாரும் வருவான்னு. Why we are knowing these stories in the disciplines prescribed by the Upanishad to get the qualification, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. They are all jignasus only. Any qualifications, if they are lacking, they all have to be filled up, no? At that time in the gap. So the Guru will observe 1 year, no? Like that. So just I am telling, these are aside, not said there. Okay. So after doing 1 year service, this Katyayanaha approach, Pippalada. Pippalada is a very famous rishi, very well learned. Often he comes in many places, Pippalada. What Pippalada says, Yadi Ignasyamaha, if I know, whatever you are asking, if I know, I will tell you. If I do not know, I am not able to tell. Yadi Ignasyamaha, if I know, I am ready to answer. See the humility. Yadi Ignasyamaha, directly is telling like that. That shows the greatness of the teacher. How great the teacher is. The teacher should not say, I know everything. No teacher knows everything. No. It is impossible. Pippalada Maharshi himself says, Yadi Vijnasyamaha Nardhana. We should not think that every guru knows everything. It is impossible. Bhagavan Tavara Yarkume Yallame Teriyadhe. இது நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். So every guru knows something, but not everything. So anywhere we see any guru, we meet, ஏதாவது அவருக்கு தெரியலன்னா கூட அவருக்கு அந்த கூட தெரியலன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. That's why எது விஜ்ஞாசியாமக word shows what na. We have to accept whatever they know, we can receive that knowledge. That's all. That is why we should not see that what they do not know. They know so much, 99.9999% they know. You do 1% or 1% you can tell, okay. Doesn't matter. Like that in many places, Upanishads, the gurus, they say, if I don't know, therefore you can go to other teacher also, they say, honestly. That is the wisdom, no? It makes very honest. The teachers are very honest. So let us see that what is the question asked by Katyayana. Is asking the question, the creation, how the creation has come? That is the first question he raises. What is the nature of this creation? How the creation has come? Kuto hava ima prajaha prajayanta iti. From where all these beings are born. Kuto hava ima prajaha means all these beings are born, is the question. For that people are the answer. He says the entire creation is a pair of opposites. Pairs, not opposites, pairs. All are mithunam. The entire creation is a mithunam. Don't see the pair as opposites. Pair is complementary. Pair means mithunam. Mithunam means they are both are complementary. Wife and husband, moon and sun, like that, you know. Day and night. Like that he gives nearly 5 pairs. What are there in the creation? Bhoktru prapancha and bhogya prapancha. The entire universe is subject-object universe. The entire universe is subject and object universe. What are they there? Which are complementary. Birth and death are complementary. Day and night are complementary. Don't see them as opposites. First pair is pranaha and raihin. Pranaha and raihi. Raihi. Ra-i. Mithunam. This is the first pair. Prana is representing bhoktra prapancha, subjective world. Raihi representing bhogya prapancha, objective world. Then second pair is Surya and Chandra Mithunam. Sun and the moon, both are complementary. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayamyaham Ojasa Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha. I am the sun, I am the moon, I am nourishing that entire prithivi, he says. Like that. Surya and Chandra. Surya is the subjective word, Chandra is the objective word. Like that in this context. Then third pair is Uttarayanam and Dakshinayana Mithunam. Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam, Mithunam. Surya and Chandra are responsible for this Uttarayanam and Dakshinayanam. Surya and Chandra are responsible for Uttarayanam and Dakshinayanam. You know that. Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam. Surya is responsible day and night. Chandra is responsible for the Tithi, Nakshatram, Masa. Chandra is responsible for Tithi. Tithi, Nakshatram, Masa, Trimilyam. So Surya is the cause for the day and night. While talking this topic, people are saying some Shukla Krishna Gati also. Because Surya, Chandra comes, Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam, Mithunam comes. Therefore, he brings that Shukla Marga and Krishna Marga topic also. It is an incidental topic. That also he brings there. Then fourth pair is Ahoratra Mithunam. Day and night pair. Ahoratra Mithunam. And fifth pair is Anna Mithunam. Anna Mithunam means the food eaten by father, food eaten by mother. Put together, both is a pair. Food eaten by father, food eaten by mother, those two foods put together a Mithunam. Food consumed by mother, food consumed by father is called a Mithunam. All the beings are born from all these five pairs. Total five pairs. And Pippalada says incidentally another point. It's a type of discipline. That wife and husband, pati patni, samyoga, whoever does in the only in the night, they get twins. Whoever do upasana, whoever understand the universe as complementary, the universe is complementary pairs. Whoever understand this and revere this, they get twins, one boy, one girl. One delivery is enough, you know. One son, one daughter. Punna, payana, some problem illamale. It is as good as Brahmacharyam. That's why in our tradition, in our culture, in our sampradayam, in our Bharatiya sampradaya, the night alone conjugal relation is allowed according to Shastra. If you want a son, so and so time, the conjugal relation. If you want a daughter, so and so time, conjugal relation. The night, whoever do a conjugal relation, it is as good as Brahmacharya Vratama. Imagine. Mantra says here, it is as good as Brahmacharya Vratam follow panna madrana. And they get twins, boy and girl. Natural kada, idella mantralla iruke. Okay. So boy and girl, they get twins at a time. It is as good as Brahmacharya Vratam. With this, the first chapter is over. Okay. So Mithunam, entire father, mother, the food, what they have taken, only converted into a fetus, you know, later. So that is why that is also Mithunam. Therefore, what we have to learn in a pair of opposites are the phenomenon in the creation. Never grumble when the pair comes, day and night. Both are important. Birth and death, both are important. Okay, like that you have to see the entire universe. It is natural. Then second chapter, Prana Jeshthatva Upasana. The Bhargava disciple comes to Pippalada. Bhargava, his name, approaches Pippalada and asks, what is that which sustains the individual? All beings are born now. Okay, all are ready. Now Pippalada asked by this Bhargava disciple, hey Guru Pippalada, tell me, all these beings are predominantly sustained by what principle? What is that which sustains the individual? Dharanakarta kaha. In the body, there are several organs by seeing which the body survives, by going which the body cannot survive. By whose presence the body survives, by whose absence body is as good as dead. Who is important in this body? There are so many organs, please tell me that. For that Pippalada says, prana is the main principle. Dharana karta. For that he gives a nice story. All the sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, all these sense organs are thinking, we are all great. I am great. Everyone is thinking, you know that story. So everybody says, I am great. Eyes are telling, I am great. Ears are telling, I am great. So prana is not telling anything, silently it is sitting, you know. What about you? You are not telling anna. Prana felt very, you know, humiliated. These sense organs having a lot of arrogance. Prana said, when they asked, prana said, I am only dharanakarta, it said. Then they said, no, how can you be dharanakarta? They rejected the prana's greatness. Then prana want to show. Prana kuda konja abhimanam jaastino. It want to just move outside. It try to move like a honey bee, you know. The rani, the king, queen bee, when it goes out, all bees also will go away. Adi madri, Pippalada gives an example for that. Madhu, that Raja Madhu, that honey bee, the queen, it wants to move just like that. That time is, sense organs are all started losing their strength one by one. Then they approached prana and they asked, we are accepting your greatness. And one sense organ comes and prays with prana. You are Indran, you are Chandran, you are everything. Ni illana na irukave mudiyadana, so praising in matter. So that all mantras come in that. Each organ comes and says how great prana is. Because of you only person able to eat, because of you only person able to feel hunger, because of you prana only person able to breathe, because of you only, that's a prana tattvam, they call it as agni tattvam. Once prana goes from the body becomes cool. The heat is not there. The pranam agni tattvam synonyms. So it goes prana anala samyogam and salva. So the prana's greatness is so much, prana is revered by all other sense organs. Therefore we should know who is great always and behave where we are. Chalardakaha, all sense organs finally come to know their status. So let us not show our status and lose our respect. Okay, accept others' status as their status. அது கத்துக்கணும். எல்லாம் சின்ன சின்னதா நீ சொல்லல, நம்ம கத்துக்கலாம் இல்லையா? எனக்கு ஐஸ் அண்ட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபீல் தட் ப்ரைட், யூ நோ. ஃபைனலி வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், தே ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு சர்வைவ் வித்தவுட் தட் பிராண. சோ பிஃபோர் தட் இன்சல்ட், ஹியூமிலியேஷன், யூ வுட் ஹேவ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இன் தட் பிராண, நல்லா இருந்திருக்கோமே. அது மாதிரி லெட் அஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் எனி ப்ரைட். The sense organs has to revere the food. By taking food, prana is giving strength to this body, all sense organs. நான் உபவாசம் இருந்தா தெரியும் பிராணம் எங்க இருக்கும். லாஸ்ட் மந்திர ஆயிட்டு கம்ஸ் பிராணஸ்கேதம் வசே சர்வம் த்ரிதிவேய பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மாதேவ புத்ரான் ரக்ஷஸ்வ சீஷ்ட பிரஜ்ஞாஶ்ச விதேஹினைதி. ஓ மதர் பிராண, யூ ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் மதர், யூ ஆர் ஃபீடிங் ஜஸ்ட் இஸ் மதர் ஃபீடிங் த பேபி, யூ ஆர் ஆல்சோ ப்ரொடெக்டிங். மதர் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் த பேபி, ஓ பிராண யூ ஆர் லைக் மை மதர் ப்ரொடெக்டிங் மீ. Not only me, you are protecting the three worlds by giving knowledge. Shiksha prajnascha. My knowledge, my strength, my vigor, my vitality, everything, where from I am getting? From you only I am getting. So prana, mantra, that is prana devata ke mantram prayer mata. Next chapter, third chapter, prana utpatti. Prana utpatti. Ashwalayana is the third disciple. Ashwalayana approached him, Pippalada. Pranaha utpatti. Where from this prana is born? Where from this prana is born? Please tell me. In this second mantra itself, the Pippalada gives one example. Examples are very nice. Ratha radhanabhav ivana. ரதநாபோ இவ மீன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் த வீல், த ஸ்போக்ஸ், ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு எ ஸ்போக்ஸ் அண்ட் த வீல் மிடில் ஹப் ஆஃப் த வீல் இஸ் லைக் எ பிராண. ரதநாபோ இவ ஆல் வீல்ஸ் ஸ்போக்ஸ் இன் த வீல் ஸ்போக் ஒன் ராட் இஸ் கனெக்டட் டு ஹப் ஆக்சிஸ் அண்ட் நாபி அண்ட் ஹப் இஸ் லைக் எ பிராண. Otherwise they cannot connect each other like that. In this third chapter, Ashwalayanaha asking, katham ayatam asmin sharire, how this pranaha katham jayate, how this prana is taken place in this body, katham pratishthate, how it is residing, ஏன உத்க்ரமதே கதம் பாஷா அபிதத்தே மாஹ்யம் அபிதத்தே. Like that is asking. This body, how it is staying, how it has entered first, in what way it is sustaining this body, and how it is going, how this body without that prana, what it is going to become the body. Like that connected to prana utpatti. Born out of what? Born out of Atma. Pippalada says, it is born out of Atma. Every expression of life is expression of Bhagavan. Prana's expression in the body is expression of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is called Atma here. Hridhi esha Atma. This prana flows in hundreds of nadis. Atra etadu ekashatam nadinam tasam shatam. So there are number of nadis. Each nadi is subdivided into hundreds of nadis, thousands of nadis. 72,000 nadis are there. From those atma only this prana is born. This prana flows, moves through 72,000 nadis. Nadis, you can take nerves or veins, so it goes, capillaries, and where blood moves, you cannot see with your eyes. If you split one hair, not horizontally, vertically, and 100 pieces, chatancha ekacha hridayasya nadihahana. Well, take one piece and cut it into 100 pieces, again cut into 100 pieces. Mudiyuma? How thin they are, that much thin your veins, blood vessels. Through that prana is traveling. Very sukshmati sukshman chalardhi kahana. Prana is the subtler than subtlest sukshmam. Prana is subtler than subtlest. Atmanaha esha pranaha jayate. யதா ஏஷா புருஷே சாயா ததா ஏதத். Just as the chaya, your shadow comes out of a person, Similarly, from Atma, Prana has come. Can shadow exist without person? Similarly, Prana cannot exist without Atma. Mantra says. Third mantra says, Chaya etat, sadha etat. Etasmin atatam manokritenaha asmin sharire ayatina. Comes along with the mind. That means chaya means that which does not have an independent existence. That means prana doesn't have an independent existence of its own. So Upanishad reveals there are all mithya, that which cannot exist without Atma support, that is mithya. Then Upanishad talks about five pranas. First one is prana, that which divides itself into fivefold, mukhya prana, that which governs or makes the respiratory system to function, that is called mukhya prana. Respiratory function level, one prana functions, that is mukhya prana. Prag gamanavan vayuhu pranaha, that means that which comes out, breathe out. Respiratory system, breathe out, you are doing it. Then apanam stands for excretory system. All waste which comes out, excretory system, apana prana, that means adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. Adho means downwards, that which goes downwards. Then vyanaha, third prana, is that which functions at the circulatory level. The blood circulation is because of vyana prana. Vishwam gamanavan vayuhu vyanaha. Vishwam means all directions it goes throughout the body. So konja neram blood circulation illana ange numbness vandadu, that means prana has not gone killina kuda theriyadu namakku. That's why you stand, when your leg is numb you will fall down immediately. Kaal irukke ye nikka mudiyala paarunga, kaal irukke ye nikka mudiyala. Numbness is because of lack of blood circulation. Lack of blood circulation, vyana prana has not gone there and other. Therefore, your leg you are feeling because of moksha prana, vyana prana. Have you seen some patients, they are in bedridden, they don't know, they don't feel the sensation of the legs. From the down part of the body, they lose the sensation. The paralysis is on the kuda apda. So prana devata is pervading throughout the body. Then next one, samana prana, digestion. Samikaranavan vayuhu samanaha. Samikaranavan vayuhu samanaha means that prana which sends that food equally, digests the food and sends the energy to the body equally. Samana prana. Then udana prana, ഉത്ക്രമണ വായുഹു. ഉത്ക്രമണം വായുഹു ഉത്ക്രമണ കരഹാന ഉദാന പ്രാണ, എക്സ്പൽസറി പ്രാണ. ദ ഹോൾ പ്രാണ ഈസ് ഫിസിയോളജിക്കൽ സിസ്റ്റം എന്ന് പേര്. ഉദാന പ്രാണ വിൽ ആക്ടിവേറ്റ്, ഇറ്റ് ഗോസ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ ബോഡി അറ്റ് ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ഡെത്ത്. ഉദാന പ്രാണ until the prarabdha is there, udana prana remains. Once prarabdha over, udana prana says bye bye tatan. Therefore utkramana karaha udanaha. So depends on the punyena punyan lokam jayati papena papam ubhabhyam manushya lokaha. And that also says in this mantra, so here comes papena papam ubhabhyam manushya lokam, based on his karma. Eighth chapter care of then Shukla Gatiya, Krishna Gatiya, how he does prana upasana, all those things comes. Upasaka goes to Hiranyagarbha loka. Prana upasaka goes to Hiranyagarbha loka. Udana prana is like a Agni tattva, he goes to upasaka goes to Brahma loka. So prana belongs to sushma sarira. With this, the second chapter is, the third chapter is over. Now come to the fourth chapter, fourth question. This is asked by Gargyahana. Garga gotrasya. Therefore belong to Garga gotram, therefore his name is called Gargyaha. Here there are, the topic is about sleep, sushupt. A beautiful question he asked here. Bhagavan etasmin purushe kani svapanti, who are all sleeping in this body? Kani svapanti. Kani asmin jagrati katara esha devaha, who are all waking? Who is that devaha? Who is that jiva? Devaha svapnan pasyati, who is that individual jiva seeing the dream? Who is the seeing the dream? One question kekana, actually ethra question kekaraadu paarunga. One time at a stretch many questions is asking. Kasya eta sukham bhavati nan, who is enjoying that in that sleep? Kasya eta sukham, kasmin sarve sampradishtha bhavanti nan, by whose sleeping all are dissolving, to whom, where they are dissolving. All these sense are gone, are dissolving, no? Where? That's why about karana shariram he is asking. Sushupti, deep sleep. Now we go to the karana shariram and artham. What is sleep? What happens at the time of sleep? These are the two questions you remember enough. What is sleep? What happens at the time of sleep? What happens when a dream comes? When dream is not there, you know what happens. We need not explain, no? But here he says, Jagradavasthanam, this is very important chapter. Fourth and sixth chapters are very important chapters in Prashnopanishad. In Jagradavastha, Vasana Shariram, when it is activated, whatever you see in Jagradavastha, your mind is fully active. Those Vasanas will activated in sleep. When vasanas are activated, you get the dream. Jagravasthayam yadrushtam yasrutam tad jinita vasanaya nidra samaye yat prapancham pratiyate tat svapnavastha. Inge bato, care of sattva bodha. What you have seen in the daytime, jagravasthayam yadrushtam yasrutam, whatever you heard, tad jinita vasanaya, what you have registered, nidra samaye, yes, prapancham pratiyate, our dream world, the dream comes in there. That is svapna prapancha. Then where mind is partially active, not totally passive, not totally active, in dream time, mind is partially active. Like VCP and VCR. Jagradavastha is VCR. Video cassette recorder. Now what you are doing? VCR job. When you go to sleep, not now, in the night, when you go to sleep, you get a dream. What you are doing? VCP, video cassette player. Every day we are doing that. VCR, VCP, VCR, VCP. Then, sarvam pasyati drishtam cha adrishtam cha. In dream, this person, jiva, sees everything, whatever he has seen in Jagrata. What he has not seen also in the Jagrata, he sees there. Adepadi and the Shankaracharya says, Adapadita, Pura Janma Vasana. He sees certain things which he has not seen in present current life. Certain things it comes like that because your Janma is not this Janma, you have lot of Janmas. You are carrying those Vasanas also, sometimes that is why you do not know, you won't remember certain dreams. Some people see in future also, what is going to happen also, ESP, extrasensory perception. Are you possible? That is also possible, which is going to happen. All are the power of that mind. So, this is what happens in the dreams. Vasanamaya prapancham. Then, in deep sleep, all these, just as the rivers are all merging in the ocean, all these sense organs, prana alone is, thank God, alive. Pana prana, samana prana, vyana prana, all are functioning. Five pranas are functioning intact. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, manasu, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all are sleeping, dosa, just as the rivers merge in the ocean. All of them merge in that Hridayam. Prana alone is active, all others are just relaxing. It says, just as all of them come to that vasaha, na, the birds evening time, and they go to their nest. They move all over, when evening comes, they go to their nest and they relax. Like that, all the sense organs like birds, manasu, buddhi, chittam like birds, all daytime move, odi, tired eye, சாயங்காலத்துக்குள்ள அதனால கீத்து 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 பண்ணிட்டே இருப்போம், ஒரே கத்தின்னே இருப்போம். நைட்டுக்குள்ள நிஸ்தப்தமா வி கோ டு அவர் நெஸ்ட் ஹிரதயம்னு, ஹிரதயஸ்ய நாடி வேர் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பிராண கம் தேர் இட் கோஸ் இன்சைட் அண்ட் டேக் ரெஸ்ட். மார்னிங் ஆன உடனே பிராரப்தம் எழுப்பி விட்டுடும், டகடகடகன்னு விசில், குக்கர் சவுண்டு, கார் சவுண்டு, ஸ்கூட்டர் சவுண்டு எல்லாம் வந்துடும். ஆல் பேர்ட்ஸ் கம் அண்ட் மேக் நாய்ஸ், அது மாதிரி. So all the three sarirams are resting in adhisthanam. That is the main point. All three sarirams, even the sapna is not there, I notion is not there, ahankara, mamakara, nothing is there. The mantra go on telling, the house, world, lokas, chandra, surya, body, mind, pilla, all the family members, none of us we remember where they have gone. Na adhisthana atmani tishthante, they go and take in rest in the atma. It says the rest in the atma. Karana shariram pradhanam, in the karana shariram also rest in atma. There is no vikshepa, there is only avaranam. Vikshepa vanna mind passive irukkumbodhu vikshepam varadhu. ஆவரணம் பண்ணார், ஆவரணம் கவர்ட், ஆல் யுவர் மைண்ட், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், ரிலேஷன்ஸ், ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் இன் ஆவரணம். நோ விக்ஷேபா, பேசிவ் மைண்ட்ல ஓன்லி ஆவரணம் இஸ் தேர், யூ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங், எனக்கு ஒன்னும் தெரியலப்பா, அந்த ஆவரணம். நேற்று நல்லா தூங்கினா ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல, ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல, அதுதான் ஆவரணம். விக்ஷேபம் இல்லை, டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன்ஸ் இல்லாமல். ஏவம் ஹி திரஷ்டா ஸ்ரஷ்டான் ஜாதா ரசயிதா சர்வம், த டேஸ்டர், ஸ்மெல்லர், ஈட்டர், வாக்கர், திங்கர், நோவர், எவ்ரிபடி இஸ் கான், ஆல் ஆர் ரெஸ்டிங் இன் தேர் ஓன் பிளேஸ். வேர் இஸ் தட்? அதிஷ்டானம் ஆத்மனீன விஜ்ஞானாத்மா புருஷா சஹ அக்ஷரே, அக்ஷரே ஆத்மனி பிரதிஷ்டதே. ஆல் ஆர் இன் தட் அக்ஷர பிரம்மா. With this, fourth chapter is over. So, Atma is born, Prana is born out of Atma. All are functioning because of Prana. Prana is depending upon Atma. Then, fifth chapter is Satyakama comes here. The student, fifth student, Satyakama is asking about the Upasana. By doing this Omkara Upasana, how a person attains, what loka he attains, that Omkara Upasana comes here. Rigveda talks about us. Rigveda is stuti, stuti param. Rigveda is full of praising, and Yajurveda is full of kriya param, karma kanda rituals. Samaveda is jnana param. Jnana param na, jnanam is predominant. Like that, if a person chant Omkara until death, which is loka he attains, you know that here also it comes. This meditator meditate upon God by taking the Omkara alambanam. Meditator, upasaka, meditate upon God taking the Omkara as alambanam. That alambana upasana, omkara alambana upasana dvara krama mukti hi praptyate. Omkara alambana upasana dvara krama mukti hi, omkara upasana vandu jnanam dvara, omkara jnanam dvara jivan mukti hi. Omkara is two in one. Rama upasana, Krishna upasana, Devi upasana, if you do, you go to Brahma loka only. You will never get jivan mukti. Whereas Omkara Upasana is both it gives. either Krama Mukti or Jeevan Mukti. This is the double purpose in the Omkara Upasana. The sound you listen to Omkara, it represents Hiranyagarbha Namarupa Prapancha. The Om, and the silence is there, and the Om is there. Amatra Chaturdhaha Turi Atma, if you understand, Jeevan Mukti. Care of Mandukya. They say Katopanishita also, Yamadharmadas says, Yetadalambanam Shrestham, Yetadalambanam Gnatva. No? Param Brahma Gnatum Shakyate Nara. Even 8th chapter also, that only, no? Taraka Brahma Yoga, 8th chapter, Omkara Upasana is highlighted. That's why I chant every class in the Omkara. And the Swami Gindu Rundan Yosh Time Irka, that chant Pandra Nirka Dungo. You know, chant Pandin Nirka. Omkara, Jhanam Pandinga, Kandipa Moksha Vundudu. Next, the 7th mantra is very important. It says, one letter, if you chant, Mattume Jhanam Pandi, meditate Pandi, this person goes to higher loka, immediately will come back. If he chant A and U, he goes to Chandra Loka, he comes after some time. He goes to Chandra Loka and comes konjam late, ange inge sutti konjam. And visa konjam jaasti ani artham. Then three letters A, U, three chant panna, definitely Brahma Loka. If you chant Omkara and understand Omkara, Jeevan Mukti. Ajati hi. So it depends on the chanting also. Then go to the 6th chapter. This is also very important. Here Bharadvaja comes and asking about that Chodasha Kala Purushahana. Chodasha Kala Vishishta Advaitam. Who is this Chodasha Kala Purushahana? Chodasha Kala means Prapanchahanartham. It represents the creation, the world. So the 3rd mantra talks about all these 16 parts of this creation. What are all there in this creation? It says, Sa ikshan chakre kasminnaha utkramante utkranto bhavishyami kasminva pratishtha syamite. All these 14 presented here, pranam, first number 1, all 16 parts of this entire universe consisting of 16 parts. Kalaha means parts. Shodasha means 16. Shodasha means 16 parts. What are they? All put together universe. These are all parts belong to that Purusha, the Chaitanyam Atma. Chodasha Kala Purushaha. The Purushaha, the Atma, Chaitanyam, who is associated with all 16 parts as though. Not really, but they are only apparent attributes. They are not real properties. What are all they in? Number 1, Pranaha. Number 2, Shraddha. Number 3, Kham, means space. All 5 elements. Vayu, Jyotihi, Apaha, Pruthi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pruthi ki 7 on that. Prana 1, Shraddha 2, then 5 elements. 7. Then Indriyam, sense organs, all put together, 1. 8, that is Manaha, mind, 10. Number 9. Then Annam, number 10. Annat, Viryam. Viryam, vitality, number 11. Tapaha, 12. Mantras, 13. Then Karma, Vedic rituals, 14. Lokaha, 15. Then Nama, 16. 16. All these Namas means names you are seeing. How they have come? Because of these Lokas. Lokas came out of Karma. Karma came out of Viryam. Viryam came out of Annam. Annam came out of Manaha. Manas came out of Indriyam. Indriyam came out of Prithvi. Prithvi came out of, like that, if you go finally, They came, all of them came out of prana. Prana came out of what? Atman. So all are there in Atma as it were. As it were. So nama rupas are only mithya. Properties are all mithya. All these 16 are mithya. They are only high, lower order of reality. Paramatma, Atma Swarupam alone is Satyam. That is Chaitanyam Satchit Ananda Swarupam. They are all lower nature, Aparaprakriti. Aparaprakriti. Paraprakriti is Atman. All these 16 are because of Maya. So here the Lord or Brahman is presented as Karanam for these 16 kalas. The Lord or God, Karanam Brahman. They call it as Lord or we can call it as Brahman. Is presented as the cause for all these 16 kalas. The world or 16 kalas put all come under Karyam, product. Product, Nama, Rupa, Prapancham. It is only a namesake. It's not real. They are only adjectives. All the adjectives, properties belong to the Karanam. It revolves in Brahman. All are just galaxy like floating, stars, movements, everything. All we are also floating like that in consciousness, Brahman. The world is not a noun but an adjective. Who is noun? Atma. Atma is a noun, world is an adjective. Can adjective exist without noun? Attributes can exist without noun. All 16 kalas are attributes. So attributes cannot exist, properties cannot exist without noun. Noun is who? Aidi Turiya Atma. So all these are my adjectives in Cholana. Not only body, all bodies. Namas. So therefore, Mithya Jagat Adhishtana Lalita Sahasranamula Varo. Mithya Jagat Nama Rupa 16 parts ki Nanda Adhishtanam. In the Vadambu ki Nana Adhishtanam, Manasu ki Nana Adhishtanam, Ellathu ki Nane Adhishtanam Sasvatam. That is Shodasha Kala. All are unreal, but I am really Akalaha. I am free from kalas, really speaking. Paramarthically, I am akalaha. Vyavaharically, I am sakalaha. Vyavaharically, I am sakalaha. Sakalaha and puriyadha, puriyadha. Avan sakalam theriyum enna na, kalakalam pandran arthu. Sakalam enna. Theriyadhu enna sonna udane lower order of reality, vyavaharika prapancham. Sakalam enna kala sahitaha enna artham. Akalahana as Suryatma Paramarthikala, I am not having any attributes really. So therefore, Krama Mukti Sadhanam is given finally. Jnanam also is mentioned here. If you know Shodashakala Purushaha, Saguna Upasana, you do get Krama Mukti. Lena Naneda and the Sakala Kala Vallavan Chanda. Surely, you get Jivan Mukti. The last mantra says beautifully, whoever knows this Shodasha Kala Purushaha, I am free from all kalas, that person attains Jivan Mukti. Whoever does Shodasha Kala Upasana, they get Krama Mukti. So you want Jivan Mukti or Krama Mukti, it is your choice. Jivan Mukti Venavana class. Krama Mukti Venavana poi Upasana Pandana. So with this all six questions over by six rishis, last rishi is Bharadwaja rishi, all over. Now you see that the mantra, first mantra comes Bharadwaja first, Kathyayana last. You can see that Swami is not a good thing. Students are all standing, Bharadwaja and Kathyayana are standing one by one, namaskar manna. இவர் என்ன கூப்பிட்டாரு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் காத்தியாயன் பின்னாடி இருந்து கூப்பிட்டு அவரு க்வெஸ்சன் கேட்கிறாரு. அது மாதிரி ரிவர்ஸ்ல வருது ஆர்டர். ஃபர்ஸ்ட்ல இருக்கிற ஸ்டூடெண்ட் லிஸ்ட்னு நீங்க பின்னாடி இருந்து போட்டுட்டே வரணும். ஓகே, நானும் கூட கன்ஃபியூஷன் ஆயிட்டேன். அப்படி பரத்வாஜன் எப்படி இப்படி வந்துட்டாருன்னு அப்படிதான் வருவார் அவ்வளவுதான். லாஸ்ட் டே தேங்க் ஆல் திஸ் குரு பரம்பரா பரமகுருபியா பரமகுருபியான்னு சொல்லி ஏ குரு பிப்லபாதா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் கிரேஸ் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சம்சாரா வி ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் திஸ் அனாத்ம பிரபஞ்சா வி ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் வி ஆஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் வி ஆர் பிரம்மன் வி ஆர் வெரி கிரேட்ஃபுல் டு யூ நாட் ஓன்லி டு யூ டு என்டையர் குரு பரம்பரா வி ஆர் தேங்கிங் மை நமஸ்கார கோஸ் ஆல் தி வே டு மை ஆல் குருஸ் டீச்சர்ஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி ஒன் டீச்சர் வென் வி டு நமஸ்கார டு ஒன் டீச்சர் திஸ் கோஸ் டு நாராயணம் பத்மபுவம் வசிஷ்டம் சக்திஞ்ச தத்புத்ர பராசரம் அப்படி போவோம் சதாசிவ சமாரம்பம் ஒரு நமஸ்காரம் போட்டவன்னு இட் இஸ் ஆல் ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் யூ ஓகே ஓகே ஆல் த பெஸ்ட் சொல்லுவோம் எவ்ரி ரிஷி வில் பிளஸ் யூ இஃப் யூ டு ஒன் நமஸ்கார டு பிரசன்ட் குரு எவ்ரி குரு இன் பரம்பரா வில் பிளஸ் யூ ஒன் நமஸ்காரம் நீ எத்தனை பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் வாங்குறாலும் பாருங்க பரமகுருபியா நமஹா தேசேனு சோ வித் திஸ் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் இஸ் ஓவர் சின்ஸ் திஸ் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் வித் ஆல் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஆர் தேர் எவ்ரி சாப்டர் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் பிரஷ்ன உபனிஷத் பேர் இல்ல கேள்வி தானே பிரஷ்ன சிருஷ்டி ஸ்தூல சிருஷ்டி சூக்ம சிருஷ்டி காரண ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்தி அண்ட் பிராண மெயின் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் தென் ஆத்மா ஷோடசகல புருஷா ஷோடசகல புருஷா இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா அலோன் வித் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் அண்ட் வித்தவுட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் சகலம் அன சகுணம் அகலம் அன நிர்குணம் ஐ ஆம் நிர்குண ஆத்மா வித் ஷோடச கலாஸ் 16 கலாஸ் வித் திஸ் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் இஸ் ஓவர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்திராஸ் ஆர் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 3, 7 and 10 third mantra, seventh mantra, tenth mantra in third chapter. Even some more mantras are also very important. Pranasyedam, vachesarvam, all are important. But namakku adhula taatpariyam kedaiyadhu. Enna prana anathma. Adhukana atma vishayam enge varudhu adhudhan namakku mukkiyam. Okay. Mahavakyam mantras enge varudhu adhu mukkiyam. Then fourth chapter, third chapter 3, 7, 10. Fourth chapter la 10 and 11. Sixth chapter la 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. Anyone ask you who are you? I am Shodashakala Purusha. Jolumo. Chumma tana. Okay. Shodashakala Purusha. Na, the entire creation is mine. I am everywhere. I am pervading everywhere as the Atman. This is my incidental form. All are my incidental forms. I am formless. Akalahana. பத்ரம் கரணே ஓம் பத்ரம் கரணே விஷ்ணு யாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஸ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ சிரைரங்கை ஸ்ருஷ்டுவாகும் சஸ்தனூபிஹி வ்யசேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்.